This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody. This is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever launched a product or service that you thought was going to be absolutely loved by everybody that saw it, only to hear crickets? You're not alone. One small business owner I know spent $5,000 on a new course that exactly zero people bought. Not because the content wasn't great, but because they never confirmed if their audience actually wanted it. Today, I'm going to show you how you can avoid that expensive mistake. Now, why does this matter? Understanding your market isn't just for big corporations with massive research budgets. For side hustlers and small business owners, knowing exactly what your audience wants can be the difference between thriving and barely surviving. When you nail your market research, you stop guessing what people want and start knowing. You create offers that people actually buy, you write content they actually read, and you build a brand that they actually want to connect with. The problem? Traditional market research is expensive, time-consuming, and honestly, it's pretty boring. And that's where AI tools come in. They can analyze more data in minutes than you could do in months. They can spot patterns that people miss, and they can help you understand an audience on a deeper level, all without needing a data science degree or a corporate budget. They work 24/7, they don't complain, and they are just the best. Here are three key takeaways that are going to help you with this. Number one, use AI for competitor analysis. Stop manually checking dozens of competitor websites and social media accounts. There are AI tools out there that have AI features that can analyze your competitors' content, identify their top performing topics, and show you exactly what resonates with their audience. You can set up a weekly 30-minute session where you use these tools to identify content gaps your competitors aren't filling and then fill them yourself. Number two, create AI-powered audience surveys. Forget generic survey questions. AI survey tools are going to help you craft questions that actually reveal what your audience wants. Even better, they can analyze open-ended responses and spot patterns that humans miss. You can start with just 5 to 7 questions and then send it to your email list or social followers. This insight from even 20 responses can completely transform you understanding your audience. And number three is use AI for quick market validation, okay? Before investing time in new offerings, use AI to help validate your idea. Input your target audience demographics, your idea, and then ask for potential objections, pricing sensitivity analysis, and competitive alternatives. And while not perfect, this quick 10-minute exercise can highlight blind spots in your thinking before you commit resources. Just remember to verify the suggestions with real audience feedback. Now, how do you market you first and make this personal? The beauty of AI market research is that it lets you personalize your approach based on your unique brand personality. So if you're a high energy coach, you can use AI tools to find emotional language that resonates with your audience. If you're data driven, you can use AI to pull statistics that help build credibility with your specific clients. Remember, the goal isn't to become what the data says people want. It's to find the intersection between your authentic self and what your audience actually needs. Use AI to discover that sweet spot, then show up as your genuine self with the framework. This way, you're marketing you first, not just what you sell. So here's your call to action for today. Take 15 minutes to try one of the free AI research tools that are out there. I recommend starting with ChatGPT. Ask it to analyze your last 5 social media posts and identify what audience needs they address. This quick exercise is going to show you immediate gaps in your content strategy. And if you have found any of this helpful, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When you're done listening to the podcast, head over to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put in your name and your email address, and get on our insider emails. I'll get you all the tips, tricks, and nuggets that I find. If you have questions on that same page, WesWyatt.com, you can go to the bottom right. That is my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you very promptly. And last but certainly not least, go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. And thank you very much for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.